The following prayer has been adapted from the work of Reinhold Niebuhr and Nathan Foster. I am Caleb Beyer. To begin, I'd like you to make yourself comfortable. Sitting in a relaxed posture, closing your eyes, or finding a spot in the room to let your eyes focus for this time. Allow yourself to switch from the usual active or doing mode to a mode simply of being, of resting in God's caring presence. To begin, let's share a common verse together. It's found in Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I invite you to let your request be made known to God during this time. I invite you to share with Him what you need in this moment, in this time. I invite you to take a moment to sift through what are the challenges, the circumstances, the realities we are living with today that we would like to offer before our God. Take a moment to reflect on these things. So as we bring these concerns to the surface and intentionally let them be there, let's move into the Serenity Prayer and see what God might have for us. I will simply read through this prayer a couple times and begin to mine the depths and work with each line a little. It begins with, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. As we look at this prayer, the first line, we are really asking for serenity, for peace. That is really what this prayer is about. We are coming before God. Oh God, would you bring your peace? You know our minds. You know our hearts. You know how prone we are to wander and to move away from peace, to fill our thoughts and activities and words with chaos and rumors and sufferings. So today, in this moment, at this time, we are asking with all the earnest we can offer. We are asking for your peace. O God, would you grant us serenity? How we need your peace that transcends, moves beyond circumstances. So we move forward with this prayer as a roadmap to help open us up to the peace that God longs to give His children. So, Father, we start with this next line, that we accept the things we cannot change, that we take an honest look at the power we have and the power that we don't have. how little power I actually have to change many, many things. So, Lord, we lay that before your feet today. Take a moment to reflect on these things. I cannot change other people. I cannot change their behavior or their responses. While I might have some peace in influencing that, I cannot change others. I cannot change what is going on around the world. I cannot change what is happening in our own cities and neighborhoods, and often what is going on in our own homes. So we relinquish our grasping, our efforts to control things we cannot control, and we place them in your strong, mighty, and capable hands, acknowledging how often I will live in this frustrating illusion that I do have control, when in reality, I do not. We receive that it is a good and right place to be, to let go of things we can't control. As we let go, we acknowledge this is not a movement of passivity or saying things are okay, for many things are not okay. There are many things that in fact are troubling that I cannot control. But I move intentionally to stand before God with open hands, offering the things I cannot control. Take a moment to reflect on these things. God, as we do this in this moment throughout our days and weeks, would you bring your peace? Would you grant serenity as we accept the things we cannot change? Would you give us courage to change the things we can? Would you make very clear to each of us in these circumstances that we brought to mind earlier? Would you show us what we actually can do? Oh, how we need your wisdom to differentiate between what we cannot control and what we can. You have given us, as your children, many things we can control. So we think of those. Take a moment to reflect on these things. How we can control what we do in this moment. We can control how we respond. We can control what we meditate on, the information we put in our heads, the things we let stay in our heads. So would you bring to mind things we can control? Give us a vision, a picture of what control you have given us that you would like us to exercise in a good and right way. Take a moment to reflect on these things. This is where we move into your kingdom among us, where you get to have your way, and we stand in agreement with that. And these things you have given us as sort of dominion or control over, how we want that to be under your lordship, under your dominion, to be responsible and responsive in a way that you would if you were in our circumstance, in our lives, our gifts, our strengths, our challenges, our spouses, our jobs, our investments, our friends, our children. Would you show us how you would like us to respond? And we move into all of this with the next line of this prayer. How we desperately need wisdom to know what goes in this column of, I can't control it. It is in your hands. I let it go. I let it go. And wisdom to know what goes into this other column of things I have some say in, things that I can control and will control in a good and right way, in a life-giving way. How we so desperately need your wisdom to know the difference. And so, as we lay these specific situations, these names, these worries, concerns, would you bring peace? Would you grant serenity that surpasses our understanding? That you are good and you long to give this, and you freely give your peace to your children as we lay before you, arms outstretched, hearts open, in a good desperation. We cannot manage this, Lord, but you do not ask us to manage it. You ask us to offer our worries with prayer. So here we are. Bring your peace, Lord, in this moment and the moments that come, that we will have courage and strength to respond. In a few moments, I will say Amen to signal the end of this prayer meditation. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.